Klein. It's your intrepid Historicon correspondent, returning for part two of wrap-up of Historicon 2013. I hope you guys can hear this. I'm driving with the windows down because it's unbearably hot this weekend. That was one thing that kind of took the energy out of me personally for this convention, because I don't know, man, with all these gamers getting older and whatnot, when a heat wave happens during the week of Historicon, it can be kind of debilitating. I was like wringing wet walking across the parking lot. I think I changed clothes about, I don't know, 8 or 9 or 10 times. I'm glad I overpacked. It was hot, and that was no fun. But that's okay. I mean, you deal with it as best you can. Other things about Historica. Well, me personally, I ran one game, and I kind of wish I had scheduled for two, but I didn't get it in the Pell in time, and I felt like it was under promoted, so I just threw it out there to test the rules out. That was Big Dang Boats Thursday night, my 15mm fantasy naval game. I think it's pretty darn good, or pretty dang good, to use the vernacular. It needs some work, especially in the combat system. It's too fiddly right now. Too many choices and too many things to remember. So I'm going to simplify that, dumb it down a bit. But the people that played it said that they really enjoyed it, so I'm definitely going to run that one again. I think it's silly and fun and dramatic. So yeah, it's got everything that I like in a game. I played two games other than my own, which was there was one alternative universe kind of naval semi-World War II game in a universe where the South didn't lose the Civil War. So now you have a Union Navy fighting Confederate Navy in the Bahamas. I was part of the crushing Union victory on that one. And I really enjoyed that system, and I look forward to playing that one again. If I could record and look at Guidebook at the same time, I would tell you what the name of that was. I think it had Angles in the name. And I got invited back to come back to the sequel to the game the next day, but Saturday I was up at my daughter Annie's birthday up in Fairfax, so there was just no way I could make it, which is a pity, because I like the game. And Saturday night I played Jeff Wasilewski's Les Mis, the war game. Absolutely wonderful. I wish I had not been so wiped out from the heat and riding in traffic, for a solid hour before getting to the game. Because I was almost unconscious through the first part of the game. But I really pepped up, it was a game where you had to sing your orders. Because in the 2012 movie, they didn't talk, they sang every freaking thing. So that's how you had to play the game. And if you blew a roll, you could re-roll it, but you had to belt out a show tune. So I could see everybody sort of surreptitiously Googling Broadway show lyrics on their cell phones, myself included, of course. And it was just hilarious. I think Jeff is an extremely gifted GM, and it is always a pleasure to play his games. Normally, I step up to the plate and bring my hammy best to it. I was hampered by being exhausted, and there was a guy there that had an encyclopedic knowledge of Broadway show tunes, so I know when I'm licked. And I voted for him to win the little in-game award that Jeff put together. And Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor went to a couple other guys in the game. And it was just terrific. From perspective of other things, I did not buy a ton of stuff, personally. The dealers were very sparse, and I did not find a lot of, we're out of time. I'm going to go to part three, so I will see you again shortly in about 4 seconds.